celebrate pride in the capital with Sam LaPrade and Jason White.
And we're back. I'm here with Jason White. We're celebrating all things Pride. We're having the time of our lives again, Mr. White.
We're out. We're proud. We're on the street. We're meeting people. It's wonderful.
And
how can you have a bad time at Pride?
100%. And everyone's here. We're seeing families. We're seeing couples. We're seeing people, I think, making it maybe day date. They're hanging out here. Lots of stuff to celebrate. Of course, getting ready for the big parade tomorrow. This is a time where we just invite so many incredible guests. And each year, we just seem to go, that was the best show. I think we're going to say that this year, too.
And then we seem to talk it the next year.
Exactly.
It's always a good time.
Always a great time. And our next guest, of course, Laura Zinibis, joining us. Hi, Laura, how are you?
Hi, Sam. I'm very happy to be here. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. And, of course, you're representing Northern Lights Refuge today. For those that may not know, Laura, what this organization does, give us the deets.
Okay, so Northern Lights Refuge is a refugee sponsorship group that was created in 2017. We were created because one of the members, the founding members, had heard about a man in the Middle East who was being persecuted for the simple fact of being who he is, being a gay man in the Middle East, and got a group together and created a sponsorship group and brought him here. So that's how we started. We're 11 people strong.
Wow.
And amazing group of people. I've been with the organization now for about 2 years or so.
Okay.
And that's what we do.
And we're seeing what's going on in the world. Mm. It's so heartbreaking to see people not being able to live their lives, who they are in their country of origin. So when somebody arrives here, what's the process?
Well, before they arrive, there's a long process.
Okay.
So with COVID, what used to be about a 2-year application process turned into a 3-year application process.
Wow.
So that means that there's two individuals that just arrived last month, and it took 3 years or so for them to get here. During that time, things are not always easy. Sometimes people don't make it here, to be perfectly honest. And so once they arrive, our job as a sponsorship group is to help them assimilate, help them get settled. So we do a lot of the pre-work in terms of, you know, the bureaucratic stuff, which is not my forte.
Mine either, by the way.
We have wonderful people who are really great at that.
Yeah.
And so we create settlement plans for each person who's coming and really try to work with whatever it is that they need. Everybody's very individual. Everybody comes from a different background, a different culture, different languages. So there's many, many aspects of things that are involved in getting them settled, from housing to mental health issues that might have to be dealt with, to all kinds of it's a totally different world from anything they've ever known. And that's what we try to do. We try to make them feel safe and welcomed and help them settle to their new home.
Are they surprised at the support, Laura, that they get?
It's interesting. I had a conversation with one of these wonderful men the other day, and he asked, why do you do this? Like, what's in it for you guys? And it made me stop and think. It's like, really, what is in it? And it's as simple for me, and I'm pretty sure I speak for the rest of the group, it's that trying to make a difference in the world when there's some things that are so horribly wrong. Mm-hmm. If there's something that we can do to help a little bit, then that's what we want to do. And so this has just been so emotional. It's got highs and it's got lows, but it's just a wonderful organization. And
wow. It really is, you know, I think about how you and I first met. So let's just tell everybody. We did a comedy class together.
We did.
You're very funny.
So are you.
You are very, very funny. So I just think about, we have the freedom to do what we want in this country. I think we take it for granted, Laura.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I remember even in that class that we took, there were people from different cultures. And again, it's having that sensitivity, even in something like that, to know when you can make a joke and it's appropriate, and when you're appropriating someone else's culture and making
right.
a joke at their cost. And so again, all of this is about increased awareness of, we take so much for granted. And yes, we have things we can complain about in our world, but let me tell you, Many of them don't even count compared to what some of these people have gone through. So to have them come here, to give them a safe place, to raise the funds, because it costs money to do this, and we need $25,000 per person, okay, per sponsorship. And so we do all kinds of fundraising events, and that's what we do. Housing for them, the budget would be something that would be equivalent to renting a room.
Right.
So, there's a lot of different things that there's never enough money. The other thing that we always are looking for are healthcare professionals, education professionals, who want to possibly take on new patients, new clients, provide that support. And that's really a huge need. So if there's anybody out there who feels, who feels compelled to come and help us with that, we would love to have a conversation with them. So,
100%.
Yeah.
That's the thing I wouldn't have thought about. Of course, the mind always goes to those resources, financial resources and human resources. You have 11 people now. Are you looking for more people?
We're always open to new people. Again, there's a vetting process. We want to make sure that it's a good fit for the group. We want to make sure that they have a solid understanding. So we're open to anyone who wants to know more information. Again, our Instagram is at Northern Lights Refuge, and you can reach us through there. We'd be happy to answer any questions that you have or give you more information. Just we're as open as we are to welcoming newcomers, we're also open to, educating people in our own country.
For sure. And at the end of the day, after you maybe met somebody that you've been working towards, arriving in this country for a very long time, and you meet them for the very first time, what is that like?
I have to tell you, my birthday was July 26th.
Yeah.
And one of our newcomers arrived the day after. I'm going to cry, but it's okay. Yeah. I have never had such a great birthday present in my life.
Wow.
To see this young man come down the escalator at the airport, and he was lucky enough to have one of his friends was sponsored by another group, so they came together. And just for people who think that life is really bad in Canada, these young men put their bags down at the end of the escalator and actually went down and kissed the ground. I don't know many Canadians who would do that. So again, the world is what we make it. It's as big as we want it to be, or it's really quite small. And all we need to do is reach out to each other and do whatever you can. If you can, fundraise and you raise $100, that's wonderful. If, a child does a lemonade stand and raises $20, that's wonderful. If you want to give us $20,000, you want to give us $25 and sponsor someone for a whole year, that would be wonderful. So we're just open to whatever people want to do and share. If it moves you, please reach out, because we'll find something. We'll find a way to use whatever you've got to share.
100%. I often think about, the work of an organization like yourself is, have you changed lives or saved lives? I think you've done both.
I know that we have changed lives as far as the people in our group. Even if we didn't change anybody else, we have grown so much, and there's so much richness. And there's still, when people come, everything's not sunshines and rainbows, and even though it's bright, it's not always rainbows.
Right.
And so we work together as a group, and I love this group. I happen to be the only cisgender, the only female woman person in this group, and the boys that I work with are just, they've been so welcoming to me, and we're all of the rainbow, and some of them are married, some of them are single, some of them are older, some of them are younger. Our group represents a lot of what we do, actually, even in that representation. So, yeah, it's changed lives for us, and it's definitely changed lives for other people as well.
Because I think it's one thing for, the federal government to say, people can come to Canada. It's another thing to have them supported, Laura. So talk to me about that. Not that I want to get political today,
sure,
but I think that's a really important piece is it's one thing to open up our doors, and I'm all for inviting people to be a part of this this country. I mean, let's just put it this way. I mean, I was invited into this country. I mean, we all were, right? So at the end of the day, how important is it to have that support?
Well, again, this is not my area of expertise. There's a lot of bureaucracy. There's many different ways to come into the country, many different sponsorship routes that you can take. So it really just depends how they were contacted, how they contacted us. I think in our situation as well, for the first person who came, it was through word of mouth. It was someone who heard that someone was in trouble somewhere across the world.
Right.
And even though that we didn't, you know, no one knew anybody, it's like, I just heard your story and I want to create a group. And so as much as we look to the government to lead things, I'm a big believer in grassroots. I don't think anything really changes from the top level. I think it changes from the grassroots level and goes up. And so, again, we all have power in this country. We're all lucky enough to be free and be Canadians and be able to do what we want and believe what we want. I don't necessarily have to believe what you believe. You don't necessarily have to believe what I believe. But if we can find the commonalities, and that's one thing that you see when you meet these people, they're from other cultures. And I mean, God, they have so much to give us, so much in terms of knowledge and resources and experience. And I think the government, in my humble opinion, we could make things a lot easier.
Mm-hmm. Beautifully
said. So much bureaucracy, and it doesn't need to be that way.
Laura Zinnibus joining us today. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you so much for giving this time. And please, you know, anyone who wants to know anything, it's Instagram at Northern Lights Refuge, and we would love to hear from you.
I love being reunited as well.
Oh, thank you so much.
That was wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much to Laura for joining us. I always learn something. I had no idea about this organization. This is why the Capital Pride show we do every single year, Jason White, is so important.
Well, and putting those feelers out and you know, talking to those groups. We talk to the groups that you've heard of and then a couple of groups that you have not heard of, and sharing this platform and this spotlight that we're fortunate enough to get every year. They let us do it.
They
send us loose and we come out here and do a show and talk to people.
I love it.
And how much better could that be?
Absolutely. Like? It's wonderful today. We're seeing it's getting even busier now. So when we arrived here about an hour and a half ago, it was busy. But now it's really hopping down here.
People are done with brunch and they're out and about. They're having a stroll. They're out with their friends. They're walking their dogs. I've lost count of the number of dogs I've seen. All of them decked out in Pride gear, it seems.
Absolutely.
Just a great atmosphere. So, I mean, if you haven't come down, great time to make your way down here. The street festival's on till 8 o'clock, I think,
believe
Toby
so.
Said. And,
yeah.
And then there's the shows after that.
Exactly. All the concerts. And, yeah, it's wonderful. So I've made a promise that I was going to try and make you laugh today. So the only joke that I really know is, what did one strawberry say to another strawberry?
I have no idea.
How do we get into this jam? So there you go. There, I did it. I made Jason White laugh on air.
There you go.
My day is complete. We're coming back with more guests. Stay with us here on City News.
Dan LaPrat will be right back on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
All together now. Celebrate Pride in the Capital with Dan LaPrat and Jason White.
Normally when I'm dancing in the studio, no one can see me, but they're seeing us dancing now, Jason.
I'm dancing anyway.
You're dancing anyway.
All cares to the wind. I don't care. I'm having a good time. I'm dancing in my seat.
Jason White and I, this is 4 years in a row that we've done this very special Pride show. It's always a thrill to spend time with you. I love being with everybody. We're seeing lots of great Pride costumes and Pride flags and people dolled up, which is wonderful. You're having a great time checking everybody out.
Absolutely. And we're right here down in the street festival, and there's all kinds of booths and information and people to talk to. And one of the booths down here, some of the folks down here are from Canadian Blood Services. We're joined by two of them. We have two guests for this segment, so double your talk show value.
Okay, excellent.
Okay, so we've got two of you on the one mic, but introduce yourselves, if you wouldn't mind, first on the left, and tell us who you are.
Hi, my name is Debbie Barfoot. I'm with Canadian Blood Services and thrilled to be here.
And I'm Kathy Gracie. I am also with Canadian Blood Services, and we're very happy to be participating in the Pride event today.
Awesome. Welcome. Thank you for being here. What are you looking to do here? You have a booth. You have a presence down here at the Street Festival. What is your message for folks here today?
Well, we have a few messages that we like, you know, to get out today. And one of them is, you know, we always need to make sure we have donors coming through our doors. Currently, right now, our inventory is very low. We only have a two-day supply. So basically, if, you know, donors stop coming through our doors for 2 days, we wouldn't have enough blood for the patients that need us. So, you know, our ask is that people will take an hour of their day and come and support, support your local patients and support your, you know, the recipients and come be a donor, roll up your sleeve and help us replenish that blood inventory.
Now, we are at Pride, and a lot of folks in the 2S LGBTQ plus community may still have it in their heads, I can't donate blood. But there have been some changes recently, right?
Absolutely. So last fall, there was some changes made, and quite honestly, the best place to find all this information is go to blood.ca. There's extensive information on eligibility. And more importantly, if you're here today, just come down to our booth. We've got a whole team here for the next 2 days to answer questions and give you all the information you need.
Because even if you're not in the rainbow community, there are a lot of, I don't want to say restrictions, but very specific situations if you've been to this country in this period of time. So there's a lot to keep track of. So it makes sense you're telling people, head to the website, check for yourself, right?
Absolutely. We have so many different reasons for deferrals. And, you know, you can come and talk to us at the booth and we'll help you out. But definitely go to blood.ca. And we have a really cool feature, too, is the chat. So if you have a specific question, you can put it in the chat and one of our representatives will get back to you right away.
Yeah. And the reasoning for these maybe restrictions or situations where someone might not make a good donor, it's not because you're mean or you don't like their face. Like there are reasons why these exist, right?
Yeah. And, you know, we don't want people to get, you know, discouraged if they are deferred for donating blood. There's many other things that you can do to help support your community through Canadian Blood Services. We have volunteer opportunities. We have our plasma sites. You know, if you can't donate blood, you could donate plasma or platelets, stem cell. We do have some stem events. So come talk to us. So we can offer different ways to get involved.
So that is interesting, not being able to donate blood, but still being able to donate other products.
Absolutely, yeah.
That I think a lot of, I'm hearing this for the first time. I'm reluctant to admit that. Or the first time that I remember hearing that, I've talked to folks from Canadian Blood Services. We've done interviews before. I'm sure I've been told, but my memory is like a trap. It's a rusty steel trap. But that is an interesting point. You it's not a blanket ban necessarily.
Well, and Canadian Blood Services is much more than just blood. It's plasma. It's stem cells. It's organs and tissues. We have a robust volunteer program. We have a philanthropy program. So if you cannot donate or participate in one area, there's many others that you can donate.
Mm-hmm. And another notable program that we have is called Partners for Life. So we have over thousands of partners that belong to our corporation in our Partner for Life program. They give back to their community and corporate challenges by coming in and donating blood as a corporate team. So if you're interested in that, we would love to get some more businesses involved in our partners program as well.
Yeah. It sounds like there's a public information and education component to it. I'm wondering, a lot of folks who were not allowed to donate blood may have taken that a bit personally. There might be, it can be emotional. Is that an obstacle? Is that something you find you have to overcome in terms of doing that outreach and...
So education and awareness is key, especially things change over years. I speak to people every day, and someone who might not have been able to donate 5 years ago because of a cancer deferral is now eligible to donate. So things change. Getting the information out on the airwaves like we're doing today is just key. It's important information, and always go to blood.ca.
Yeah, and it sounds like that's the most up-to-date one-stop shopping for information.
Absolutely. Yeah, or stop into our donor centers. Like, you know, we're always there to answer some questions if you wanted to. And, you know, you can contact one of our community development managers. There's lots of ways that you can get involved and give back. And just remember, it's not just blood. We have so many other programs that you can be a part of.
Yeah. What would be, there's obviously going to blood.ca, but what would be maybe the next step? If I'm thinking about seeing if I can donate, about getting involved, what would be the next step? Can I show up at a location? Do I need to call and book an appointment?
So if you go to blood.ca, the first thing I would recommend is take the eligibility quiz if you're looking specifically at blood donation and or plasma donation. Second step is make an appointment. You can do it right online anywhere in Canada. And number three, go to the Partners for Life. There's a tab at the top that says other ways you can help. So go there, register your interest. Someone from our community development team will reach out to you, register your business, and we'll work through all of the next steps.
Absolutely. Not a big fan of crowds, and sometimes I can't think ahead and plan appointments. So what would be the best times? Life hacks, I think the kids call it. If I'm looking to donate blood, what would be the maybe the best times or locations to go?
Well, I'm with you there. I don't like crowds either. So if I didn't like crowds and I wanted to come in and donate, maybe it was my first time and didn't want to be around the crowd, come on in on a Thursday. Thursday in Ottawa is our lowest performance day, so this is where we need more donors to show up at our donor centers, and it's a perfect time if you don't like those crowds to come on down.
And that's on Carling Avenue, right?
That's on Carling Avenue, yes.
Right. Awesome. Thank you so much for making time and to stop by and have a chat with us and let it fill us in on what's happening.
Great, and thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Happy Pride to both of you. Canadian Blood Services, they're down here, they're answering questions, and as I mentioned, blood.ca.
Wonderful. And it's also a personal reminder to make my appointment. So there you go. I need to do that.
Well, you hear 2-day supply. That's, ooh.
Yes.
That's not good.
Exactly. No,
that's
absolutely.
Not many days.
Not many days. We need to support, of course, Canadian Blood Services. It has been my honor and my pleasure to do this with you again, Jason.
As always.
It's wonderful. Jason White and I down here celebrating all things Pride. You'll want to come down to Capital Pride, of course, on today. On tomorrow, we're getting ready for the big parade. Stay with us on City News.
Dan LaPrade will be right back.